Chapter 9, Principle 4. Give help, take help. Create change by giving back to the community. I applaud the writers and directors of the hit show The West Wing for having the guts to portray the President of the United States as an effective leader who also happens to have multiple sclerosis. Until a few years ago, Hollywood writers wouldn't have dreamed of creating a fictional world leader with a disability. The West Wing character shows perceptions are changing, albeit slowly. The chronically ill and disabled have always suffered under the burden of negative public perception. People with physical limitations are weak, the stereotype goes, and they don't contribute to society. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president, knew this. That's why he did his best to keep his paralysis tucked away from public view. Today, well-known personalities such as Janet Reno and Michael J. Fox speak openly about their Parkinson's disease. Magic Johnson helped tear down the AIDS stigma by telling the world he is HIV positive. Mary Tyler Moore has been steadfast in educating people about diabetes and prevention. Lance Armstrong, NBA star Sean Elliott, and professional snowboarder Chris Klug have chiseled away at the sentiment that you can't be an athlete if you have a chronic illness. Rather than be sidelined by their diseases, these people have dedicated themselves to making a difference in the public's perception. Whether you are faced with a mild or severe chronic illness, you can also help to elevate society's expectations of people with health limitations. You don't have to be a celebrity, and your scope doesn't have to be any larger than your own neighborhood. You can still inspire change. Linda Dagliesh lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where the extreme weather makes it difficult to get around, especially for people in wheelchairs and the elderly. Though she has fibromyalgia, myofascial pain syndrome, and migraines, she takes simple steps to help people in her town gain access to buildings. "I cannot change the world, but I am determined to change my corner of it," she says. If she sees a restaurant, bank, or shop that is difficult for a disabled person to navigate, she fires off a letter. "When something like this comes up, I think of all the hundreds of people who cannot speak up for themselves, and I take action," she explains.
Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. Helen Keller.
Give help. Create change, one person at a time. So, how can you help create a more positive public perception of the chronically ill? Like Michael J. Fox, you can start by telling your story. Let people into your chronically happy world, and they will see living fully with an illness is challenging, but possible. Not only possible, but inspiring. Your lack of shame and can-do attitude will have far-reaching effects in improving your community's perception. And why not share? You never know who might hear your story and feel moved to contribute money or resources or more to make a difference. I have been interviewed a few times on the radio and in print, and most times I end up getting a call from someone who wants to help. People love to make a difference. They just need to be motivated by a story that compels them. By speaking openly about his life, Mike Jones changed the course of it. Jones had been on dialysis for 5 years, patiently waiting for the call from the transplant coordinator. But it never came, and Jones was getting discouraged. He knew he needed a boost, so he decided to drop $650 on a self-development seminar. At the beginning of the class, he shared his struggle with kidney disease with a couple of fellow students. Later, as part of the class curriculum, the instructor asked everyone in the group to make an unreasonable request of someone. The classmates Jones confided in suggested his unreasonable request be to ask for a kidney. He laughed off the suggestion, but the small group continued to talk about his condition. During this chat, Jones mentioned his blood type was O positive. As the class wound down that evening, a woman named Patricia Abdullah approached him and said, "Mike, I am O positive." Jones said, "That's nice, so am I." The woman looked at him again and said, "Mike, I am O positive. Make an unreasonable request of me." "And then it hit me," Jones explained. "I was speechless for a moment, because I felt that the Lord was saying something to me through Patricia. I then walked up to her, put my hand on her side, and said, 'Patricia, may I have one of your kidneys?' It turned out Abdullah's kidney was a perfect match for Jones. In a strange twist to an already unusual tale, the transplant surgery was scheduled for September 11, 2001. Our story gained media attention because the 9/11 attacks had raised the racial profile of the Muslim faith, Jones explained, noting that Abdullah was a converted Muslim. The media was drawn to our story because there was so much diversity surrounding the surgery. You had a white Muslim woman donating a kidney to an African-American Christian in a Jewish hospital with a German, South African, and a Jewish surgical team performing the operation. Talk about a rainbow coalition of people coming together to give the gift of life. So Jones got his kidney. Abdullah gave the greatest of all gifts, and countless people that read their story in the days following the September 11th attacks were comforted, just a little, to know that good was still happening in the world. And the transplant community scored a few points on the education front, too, as readers learned about the importance of organ donation. Talk about a ripple effect. Tell your story. You never know where one little conversation might lead.
If we all did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison.
Reach out on a broader scale. Most people don't know much about renal disease or, frankly, any other illness that doesn't affect their lives directly. So I have done my best to inform people through public speaking opportunities. As a result of my kidney disease and subsequent transplants, I have probably performed 100 presentations, large and small, on organ donor awareness. Blessings come back to me every time I give one of these talks. Sometimes it's the knowledge that I've inspired a person to talk to his or her family about becoming an organ donor. Other times, it's understanding that I've changed a preconceived notion about how the chronically ill live. Most times, though, it's the joy I get from making people laugh when I tell one of my standby one-liners. One positive thing about not having kidneys is you're a good candidate for a long car ride. I encourage you to capitalize on your talent, whatever it is, to give back to your community. You may be shy, but a great organizer, for instance. Use that to your advantage. I have a friend who is petrified of public speaking, but she put together a poetry night at her local community center to raise awareness on her issue. She posted flyers and printed a small ad in the local newspaper. Almost 100 people came out to share their verses. Sue Gatesman has lived with diabetes since she was a child. As she got older, she decided to combine her personal knowledge of diabetes and her writing and theatrical skills. Her play, Blood Sugar, premiered in Hollywood with her as the leading lady. Next thing you know, CNN, People, and The Hollywood Reporter were snapping pictures and doing interviews. Her perspective and optimistic attitude gained national recognition, and she was able to improve the world's perception of this difficult disease. You never know where your talents will lead and how many people you can influence by working within your skill set. And as you create positive change, the blessings will come back to you tenfold. Let your life give hope. As we've talked about in previous chapters, by keeping a positive mental attitude, you are sending a powerful message about the human spirit to everyone around you. Don't forget that you may be the only person your neighbor or friend knows who has a chronic illness, and you are representative of all of us. When I met my friend, Sherry Inglis Schmickel, she was on the verge of donating her kidney to her mother, who had recently been diagnosed with lupus. Inglis Schmickel was filled with fear about the transplant, so she sought me out to discover firsthand what the surgery would be like. Years later, she let me know how helpful I had been to her during that time, but not because I had done something spectacular for her. She said, "By simply witnessing my attitude, I had been an inspiration." It was one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. We remain friends to this day. It's been a mutually beneficial relationship where I have deep respect for her as a friend and an organ donor, and she for me as a transplant survivor.
If you want to be happy for an hour, take a nap. If you want to be happy for a day, go fishing. If you want to be happy for a week, take a vacation. If you want to be happy for a month, get married. If you want to be happy for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, help other people. Chinese proverb.
Take help. It's all part of the cycle. In the years I've lived with a chronic illness, I've had to accept mental and physical help from my family, friends, my doctors, and, at times, even strangers. You may find yourself doing the same. For those of you beginning your journey with illness, this may feel a little uncomfortable. You may be too proud to accept these gestures. You may think, "I don't need any help. I can do it myself." I understand these feelings. I've had them all. I've come to realize that accepting the help of my loved ones is an important part of the spiritual cycle that makes up relationships. Accepting help isn't a signal of weakness or a giving up of independence. It's the first phase in a circle that connects me to other people. The next stage is giving back to my family, to my friends, and finally, on a grander scale, to my community. It's the giving back part that keeps us in balance and our relationships with ourselves and those around us whole. Your soul on fire. My wish for you. Nothing in life that's worth doing is easy and without risk. Whether it's accepting some of the challenges put forth in this book, or deciding to go forward with an unexpected opportunity, there are risks at your doorstep beckoning a response. I encourage you to draw from your reservoir of inner strength and courage and go for it. One of my favorite quotes is by Ferdinand Falk. "The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire." Whatever your gifts or passions, it is my hope that you will continue to reach out to a world that needs the insights only you can offer. I want you to feel all the way down to the soles of your feet that you can make a difference in the lives of those around you. And remember, the gift of your spirit is something that cannot be destroyed by illness, but rather divinely refined by the fire.
This is Scott Brick. We hope you've enjoyed this full-length reading of Chronically Happy by Laurie Hartwell. Recorded by Renal Support Network. Text copyright 2001 by Laurie Hartwell. Production copyright 2010, Renal Support Network. To find out more about Renal Support Network, visit rsnhope.org.